This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, we're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you're welcome to join us here and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight with you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
We were in the last hour discussing the judge that has now ruled that the stay against Donald Trump's immigration order is going to expire. He's not going to extend that stay. It was originally set for 7 days, and those 7 days will, I believe, have expired probably sometime tomorrow. So this weekend, the travel ban from the 7 different countries around the world that many people have been all up in arms about, and I think rightfully so, this week will be back in action, if it was ever out of action, because there were some of the government's bureaucrats in the executive departments, like Customs and Border Protection, that were refusing to honor the judge's order, which, of course, resulted in, I think, yet another example of how this government is obviously broken right on its face. I mean, you don't have the checks and balances working at this point. If a judge orders something and the executive branch ignores the judge, that's kind of a breakdown in the so-called balance of powers, and it's an indicator of just how broken the U.S. government is. But, of course, anybody who's been paying attention for a while already knew that. The toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. State Department officials, according to the Boston Globe, and coming up, we'll talk about a Hollywood star who has, quote-unquote, star. Well, yeah, I've never seen any of her movies, but she's calling for a military coup against the Trump administration. State officials said the executive order would not affect the visas of people who are already in the country. When asked by the judge if visas would be revoked for non-citizens who are in the U.S. when Trump's executive order was issued last Friday, a government lawyer said at the Friday hearing, that's today's hearing, that visas would be revoked. Regardless, the judge said that the plaintiffs would not be protected to immediate relief anyway, saying that plaintiffs have no property or liberty interest in those visas and thus no due process claim with respect to the supposed revocation. The judge said immigrants in the country could raise due process claims at their deportation proceedings, but that, quote, there is no indication that such proceedings are forthcoming. The judge added further in his 21-page order that was issued today, quote, while this court is sympathetic to the difficult personal circumstances in which these plaintiffs find themselves, if they choose to leave the country as non-resident aliens, they have no right to re-enter. And then on top of that, you've got the government attorney saying that they will be revoking visas of people who are already in the country, which that's a pretty scary thing. That could mean that they'll be rounding people up and forcibly deporting them. The ACLU also argued the ban violates the rights of organizations that seek to bring people into the country, such as Oxfam, a Boston-based humanitarian aid entity that brings employees and associates here to testify about conditions in other countries, including 5 of those countries on the president's list. But Gorton rejected that claim, that's the judge here. While the U.S. Supreme Court has found the denial of a visa to a non-citizen could potentially violate a U.S. citizen's First Amendment right to receive information, the government could still deny a visa for a legitimate reason. He found that Trump's claim that the ban was to protect against terrorist attacks and the president's broad authority to make that claim constitutes a legitimate reason enough to deny the visas. The judge said, quote, such a justification is facially legitimate and bona fide, and therefore Oxfam's First Amendment rights are not implicated. The ACLU said they were disappointed with the ruling, but that the case is not over. Quote, ACLU of Massachusetts attorneys will continue to challenge the executive order in the case and the ACLU will continue to challenge it in cases all over the nation, according to the executive director of the ACLU in Massachusetts. She said further, quote, the ACLU of Massachusetts remain deeply committed to protecting freedoms of all Massachusetts citizens and challenging any actions we believe to be illegal, unconstitutional, and dangerous. We'll continue to work every day in the courts, in the state legislature, and in our communities to defend and preserve liberty and justice for all.
Hey, Ian?
Yes.
Where was the ACLU when the Massachusetts state government decided to put all these new gun bans?
You know, the ACLU historically has not been that great on the Second Amendment.
But it's a civil liberty, Ian.
Well, I don't know if civil liberty is the right term, but a human right is, I think, a better term. Civil liberties is like a privilege you're granted by the government.
Okay, I see.
As I understand it, now, you know, correct me if I'm wrong on that, but there's a difference between a civil liberty and a right. Now, the ACLU of New Hampshire is a different organization than the ACLU of Massachusetts, and I think that you'll find the ACLU of New Hampshire is going to be a little friendlier towards gun rights. And that said, though, I have seen the ACLU in action at the State House many a time, and most every issue they take a pro-liberty position on, at least here.
But that's in New Hampshire, and ACLU. Okay, and I just bring that up because I hear a lot of people say,
there's a lot of people on the right who trash the ACLU.
Yeah, and I'm, well, I wouldn't say I'm on the right per se, but I mean, I it's in my belief that the ACLU is, you know, it's a leftist organization, and it does, yeah, civil liberties, and it does when it it benefits itself. So I see all the time when, say, the First Amendment rights of like a right-wing group or whatever violated, like a city hall doesn't give them a permit to have a protest or something. It's they don't give it because they make up some rule. They go to the ACLU and ACLU is just silent. So yeah, I don't doubt the ACLU.
That's not always true. A lot of times the ACLU will back people that, you know, they don't have similar political beliefs with, because they are a pretty free speech oriented organization. I mean, they really are.
I just haven't seen too many examples of that. Yeah.
Come out to the State House, watch some of the testimony. They're frequently there in various different hearings.
I don't doubt that in New Hampshire.
And you know, they're against, you know, police militarization. They're in favor of freedom of speech. There's actually, you know, very little that I disagree with them on. Every now and then there'll be something, like, you know, they do tend to lean on in the favor of governmental involvement in reproduction issues, and so that's one of the areas I disagree. But ultimately, the ACLU, at least here in New Hampshire, is, in my opinion, I would say they're right up there with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance as far as one of the two most effective pro-freedom organizations in the state. And I was actually honored to be invited to their awards dinner last year and the year before that, and that was because the ACLU weighed in the Robin Hood case, which I don't know how familiar you are with that, but for listeners who are new to the show, the Robin Hood case here in Keene, New Hampshire, was where the city of Keene filed a lawsuit against me and five other activists for filling people's parking meters, claiming that we were threatening, intimidating, and harassing their employees, which is totally false. And ultimately, it was a three-plus-year-long contest in the courts here, and the ACLU wrote a amicus brief in the Supreme Court in our favor, in the favor of the Robin Hooders, in favor of freedom of speech and the freedom to, you know, be in a public place and speak against the government. So because we were involved in that case, actually our attorney, the guy who was doing the case pro bono, and I mean, he spent, I don't know how many hours on this. It's been in four courts, so it's been a long time, 3 years of his time. He donated pro bono. He's the former head attorney of the ACLU of New Hampshire. So, you know, they stood by us in that, and they helped me out when I was actually arrested in Palmer, Massachusetts. So actually the ACLU of Massachusetts helped me out in that case when I was arrested for recording video in a town hall. Again, very pro-freedom position in that particular case. So I think a lot of people on the right have heard some stories that they didn't like about the ACLU and then went ahead and just wrote them off as a bad organization and probably aren't even, you know, aware of half the really good constitutional supporting things that they do. So let's go to Sarah. She's in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Vincent. Hello, Sarah.
Yeah, so I just want to mention, so all the people with money, so basically the billionaires, they're going to be all underground. When the rest of us see the white flash, we're just going to get, you know, nuked. So, you know, what do you think about that plan, you know?
Nuked by whom?
Well, that's China and Russia, because they're building bombs. And we're going to get into it with China.
Let's talk about this. Hang on, Sarah. Is there a nuclear destruction on the way for the world, for the United States? Will we be attacked by Russia and China? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I bet she's not the only one who is afraid of that. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dialogue. on in toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. We're back to the phones here, where Sarah is still on the line. She is saying she is afraid of a nuclear strike, that China or Russia may drop a nuclear weapon on the United States. Now, can you tell us a little more, Sarah, about why you feel that that could be a possibility?
Well, I was on the morning news. The satellite image photos shows of land being cleared out in Russia to build nuclear bombs.
How do you know that that's what the – hold on. Just because they're clearing land does not necessarily mean they're going to be building nuclear weapons there. What makes you believe that?
Well, that's what they said.
Who's they?
Was it fake news?
Which news?
NPR.
Oh, NPR. NPR. Were they saying that it might be related to Donald Trump?
Well, I have no idea how the – Donald Trump comes into play, but we're going to get into the dispute over Taiwan. You know, they want to make Taiwan like capitalism, part of the United States, and then the China's going to go fight, and then Russia's going to jump in, and it's going to be nuclear bombs. And then the thing about it is that, you know, it was like 10 o'clock in the morning. They actually came out with a $3 million underground apartment. Usually, they don't talk about it on the radio, you know what I mean? But, you know, because this guy actually went into the underground apartment, and they have a movie theater down there. So why are they spending that much money to be prepared? Because they know that it's coming. They're going to, all the rich people, the billionaires, they're going to get heads up.
So you're saying that they, so what you're saying is that rich people have been given the word, like, hey, there's going to be nuclear weapons dropped on the United States at some point, so start building your underground luxury apartment right now, and then you'll be safe. That's what you're saying is happening?
Well, they already got heads up, and they will. They are going to get heads up when it's going to be
bombed. Now, why would Russia and China drop a nuclear weapon? I mean, because the reason why nuclear weapons have not been dropped thus far in our lifetime is that, you know, obviously I'm accepting World War II. That was a horrifying atomic bomb droppage, whether you want to call that nuclear or not. It was absolutely terrible. But, you know, since then, there have not been nuclear weapons that have been dropped anywhere that I'm aware of. And the reason why is because of what's called mutually assured destruction. Do you know what that concept is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what is it?
I really believe that they will do it.
No, that didn't answer my question.
What is mutually assured destruction? The audience would love to know.
Well, it's obvious that they're going to be both destroyed.
Right. But so why would they want to do that? Why would the Premier of China or President Putin or whatever, why would the, you know, boss men of those governments decide they want to go ahead and die? Because ultimately that's what would happen, right? If they hit that nuclear button and then Trump hits the nuclear button, then everybody dies. Now, why would they do that?
Except the billionaires. Except the Koch brothers and Donald Trump and
okay, but that didn't answer my question. Are you saying that the people who are running these countries, because obviously they're well-connected, they may not be billionaires, but they're certainly well-connected enough to where if they're in the government, we know they've got a bunker that they can go into, right? There's obviously bunkers for presidents of
Cheyenne Mountain.
Yeah, wherever they are. And so Russia's got theirs and the U.S. has theirs. And so, okay, so fine. They, you know, shuffle into their bunkers with the, what, 1% or whoever else it is that can afford underground luxury bunkers, and a few people who might have already built bunkers that aren't billionaires, you know, because of prepping or whatever. So basically the population of the United States would reduce to maybe like 1 million people scattered about in underground bunkers here or there. The population of China would reduce dramatically. The population of Russia would reduce dramatically. And basically these world leaders or, you know, politicians would have no one that they have any kind of control over at that point. Their job would be done, and all they would have left is a nuclear wasteland that they could then come out to at some point. It'd be like Fallout, right? Like
whatever
the Fallout games.
Yeah, whatever resources they have left, which will dwindle.
Which would be nothing, right? Because there's nobody out there left to work.
And you
there's
can't
nobody.
Grow anything, the nuclear winter, all the debris in the air. If,
right.
Assuming it's like a total war, like,
why would they do that to themselves? Their power would evaporate. They would no longer they'd be the president of a nuclear wasteland at that point. Why would any of them want that?
Well, that's why they hit all the seed. They have that seed bank that's in Arctic already. They've already dispatched it away because they're preparing for this. Because they want to have seeds preserved to
But it
grow
doesn't make
sense.
Yeah, seeds are preserved in case there's an ecological disaster or some kind of...
Look, I'm telling you...
Some kind of like bioweapon or ecological weapon that destroys whatever. So they have seeds that they could, genetically engineer. If it's like the whole world is a total wasteland. But aside from that,
Hold on. Do you think that, Sarah, that Donald Trump... And these other Hillary Clinton, these politicians, that these people want to go out and start farming? That Hillary Clinton, who's never done a thing in her life except for politics, she has no ability to till the land. She's not interested in, learning how to do that stuff. These are the kind of people who want to be served. They're the kind of people who want to have servants bring them wine and cheese and things like that. They're not going to go out and plant seeds. These are not survivalists, okay?
Well,
if nuclear winter comes and these people are hiding out in, these luxury apartments that you're talking about underground, they're going to exhaust their food supply at some point, and then they're going to be SOL. They will have nothing. I mean, that is not a lifestyle these people want. Maybe they could eke out a living, some sort of subsistence farming with seeds that they've stowed away. Maybe that's a possibility. Some hydroponics underground or something like that.
Yeah,
but that's not what they want for their life. If that was what they wanted, they'd already be living in an underground bunker.
We don't know why it's going to happen, but it is going to happen. The sad part about it
Sarah's
is that
a psychic
people,
now. So,
the poor people like us, we're just going to see the white flash, and we're just going to. That's going to be the end of it. But
you can
safe.
Get your own underground bunker. Maybe you should contact the welfare department and say you want to
move into
Section 8
bunker.
Section 8.
A Section 8
Obama bunker.
The Section 8 bunker.
Well, the thing about it is that the windows are a video screen. It's like a flat screen TV, and it has a camera pointed out on the outside.
Oh, that would be depressing.
So I don't doubt that they're building bunkers for whatever reason.
Yeah,
I mean, I was listening to Alex Jones like several years ago before this election. He said the elite are building bunkers and everything like that. But from what I understand, the geopolitical situation, it's... From what I read, or unless there's something going on behind the scenes, it's not likely that China's going to nuke the U.S. Yeah, there might be a trade war, but both economies are interdependent on each other. And Russia now, because, Trump is supposed to be this Russian agent, Russia and the U.S. are having better relations now than they did under Obama. So there's
probably
nothing.
True. It's
there is no
still too
reason.
Early to call.
Where did you get that they're going to annex Taiwan? You know why China's mad? Because Trump acknowledged Taiwan exists as a political entity.
Thank you, Sarah, for your call tonight. Apparently Sarah is now predicting the future. So I guess we'll see how that goes. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves here, where you can take control of those airwaves with this toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up in just a few weeks from now, it's in Acapulco. Happening in Acapulco, Mexico, at the beautiful Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo, February 25th through the 28th. It's the world's foremost conference for voluntarists, thinkers, and activists, and they're going to be bringing together hundreds of principled anarchists to share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and central banks. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will be discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. Get the full list of speakers and all the details, as well as your tickets, over at anarchapulco.com, and I'll look forward to seeing you there, because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. So we'll look forward to that, and again, February 25th through the 28th, go to anarchapulco.com. It's Ian and Vincent in the studio tonight. We go to Skype, where Mike is on the line in Ohio. Go ahead, Mike.
Thanks, Ian. Listening to Sarah, I was reminded of a story I heard. It was about a Russian government leader 30 years ago. and he had a wreck. And in his trunk popped open, and he was stealing sausage. And, and there was outrage by the public because he was stealing the sausage.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole moral of the story was that the Soviet Union, it was so bad that, like, even the leaders really had a really low quality of life. That some guy would have to, like, steal sausage and put it in his trunk. And that's kind of the dystopia she was describing. Is what a communist society is. It's where literally, like, even the people at the top, because there's no advances in technology and other things, it's just a lower quality of life for everybody.
Hmm.
And so, and Sarah, I think, actually has a good heart. She's never had to offer value. Because of the government being able to, you know, sustain her, she doesn't understand the offering value idea, which is what you have in a marketplace, which we all have to do, anybody that's worked in the market.
Right.
And it makes you a better person. Offering value, because you're always thinking about your fellow man, and plus it makes you tough, it makes you strong, you have to go through hard times, and it just makes you better. In all areas, it makes you more confident, it makes you everything. She has a good heart. But what I want to talk about just real quickly was Trump and something I didn't do a good job of conveying the last time I called. But if he would have spent time and energy on his executive orders doing things like saying, hey, hospitals, you do not have to take illegal immigrants in anymore. I am putting an executive order in that you don't have to have them. And if you do take them, that's your choice. The federal government.
Yeah, but can an executive order do that? I mean, ultimately, executive order doesn't repeal legislation.
Right.
It, in theory, and again, I'm no expert, but it is only an order for executive branches of the government, isn't it?
Well, excuse me.
That's basically him saying, yeah. I, the chief executive of the executive branch, order you executive underlings to do such and such, or to not do such and such.
Yeah, there's a lot I didn't think could be executive ordered, which already has been the last 10 years or whatever.
Sure.
But my point being, if he would have spent the time and energy to, like, look into that, like somehow either stop the funding for it, because any sort of welfare reforms is a good thing. So even if you just stop welfare to illegal immigrants, that's a good thing. That would remove the carrot for some of those folks to be here. Because as I said, I've seen it firsthand. It is very, very corrupt. It's very, very bad. You don't need to build a huge wall. And what he's done with this whole banning these folks from coming in, one of the guys I work with, to do a business with, he's half Egyptian, and he lives in the UK. He's like one of the smartest people that you'll ever know.
Mm-hmm.
So he's half Irish, half Egyptian. Well, he's actually a atheist, because his dad may have been Arab and a Muslim, but he didn't follow that. And he's very enlightened, very smart. And we're going to deny our society of functional, capable, productive people like that. And we already have. I mean, this ban, who knows in 3 days what people, you know, work over here that couldn't even get back in the country anymore.
Right. Yeah. What are we missing out on? What kind of brilliant people?
Exactly.
Who could add to the United States economy are no longer going to be allowed here, or will not be allowed to come here in the future, who otherwise would have. And that is one of those unseen things that is completely incalculable. We know that it's going to be some, and we don't know what inventions or developments that would have happened here may not happen at all now, because they may not have the freedom to do it in other places, or might happen somewhere else. Maybe those inventions will come out of Hong Kong instead.
Right, and that's what no one understands, no one estimates that, but whenever you violate freedom, bad things always happen, even if you think you're on the quote-unquote good side of it. And I think the best thing that's happening, though, is cities are saying, no, we're going to be a sanctuary city. And it's always great when governments fight each other, and it's always great when local governments go against the federal government.
Yep.
Because you have cities that are actually like, oh, no, we're a sanctuary city. Well, it was little as 2 or 3 years ago, if some city in Montana told Barack Obama, we're not doing the Obamacare, we are no longer, then those are nut jobs, those are sending the feds, and now they're on the other side of the fence.
Right, now the left can appreciate nullification of the federal government.
Exactly. But that's all I have to say.
Good call, Mike.
Thank you.
Thanks for making it. I appreciate it. And that's Mike, who previously called us on the phone. Now, I think it was his first time calling on Skype. Sounds great. You can call us on Skype, too. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. That's lrn.fm. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
Go ahead, Vincent.
Just to address this first point, I remember I saw something I wanted to double-check. Washington Post, Trump draft executive order full of sound and fury on immigration, welfare, and deportation.
I saw this.
A draft plan. I don't know if that means he actually put it in or if he scrapped it, but it said this was from...
Or it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, this was published yesterday, the 2nd,
okay.
And it says, you know, in language, I'll just read the first point.
Sure.
Direct various federal agencies to more strictly identify and exclude potential immigrants likely to need certain types of public aid and deport those already in the United States who have... had to rely on social services help, command federal officials to determine how much the federal government could save. It specifically suggests a savings of $100 billion if immigrants were limited to getting only the public benefits that they're eligible to receive, and then a bunch of other bullet points. So that's a draft of it. It hasn't actually been, you know, enacted. So
yeah, I had something else. You know, it's always obviously questionable to report on things that haven't really happened
yet. It's Washington Post, which, according to my teachers, is a decent source.
Well, right. I mean, I'm not saying that there isn't a draft that says those things, but ultimately what will matter is the one that actually
goes into effect.
So here's the story that I teased earlier about the Hollywood actress... Sarah Silverman.
She's more of a comedian, but I mean, she's seen her in movies, right? Yeah, she started out as a comedian. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I don't know if I've seen her in a movie, but honestly, I don't know.
I just saw her in a very short scene when she was young and rather attractive in The Way of a Gun in the 90s. That was a great movie.
She was funny in that.
I used to like her. I used to find her fun.
I've heard she was born in New Hampshire, but I don't know if that's true.
I think it's Bedford. Yeah, I saw it on her wiki.
Comedian Sarah Silverman, according to Huffington Post, delved into serious territory when she appeared to call for the military overthrow of President Donald Trump in a tweet. Then, early Friday, she seemed to offer a conciliatory message, writing that fear can even move peace lovers to incite violence. Silverman drew attention Wednesday with a note in a retweet of a post listing activity around the Trump administration. So here was her original quote, tweet written on February 1st. She wrote, "Wake up and join the resistance." This is in all caps, by the way. "Once the military is with us, fascists get overthrown. Mad King and his handlers go bye-bye. Heart, 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 heart." Seems a bit of a juxtaposition there. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll share that. Is that treason, what she just did? It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. 855-450-FREE is our number. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
855-450-3733. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. That's a great way to get behind Free Talk Live by getting your shopping taken care of. You're going to have to buy stuff at some point. You might as well get it through our links, because then Free Talk Live gets a cut. And we're talking about Amazon here. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, you enter Amazon US, UK, or Canada, whichever one is right for you, put your order together, order, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. If you don't do it through shop.freetalklive.com, then Amazon gets to keep all the profits. If you go through shop.freetalklive.com, then we get a cut. So it makes sense, and it helps us out a lot. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we were discussing the comedian Sarah Silverman, who did not tweet something very funny a couple of nights ago, suggesting that the military should overthrow the Trump administration, calling for a military coup in the United States with this statement, which she apparently, they said it was a retweet. Yeah, so a retweet, all in caps, wake up and join the resistance. Once the military is with us, fascists get overthrown. Mad King and his handlers go bye-bye. Heart, 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 heart.
That's odd. Usually when the military overthrows someone, it's not a fascist.
I don't know about that, but military coups, I'm sure, happen in a lot of different
circumstances. Well, like take Venezuela or the Spanish Civil War. I'm just saying the irony of it, where she's like, oh, the military is going to get rid of the fascists, but usually when there's a military coup, at least from what I've read in history, it becomes extremely authoritarian and not more populistic, however she wants to describe it.
Yeah, well, no doubt. I mean, you put the military in charge of something, of course it's going to be authoritarian, right? Just the fact is that somebody would suggest that Trump is so terrible that they want to see a military coup in the United States. Is that treason? Is that a
I have the
statement?
Definition of treason up here, and it's very complicated, right?
Because as far as I'm concerned, she should be able to say this. I support freedom of speech, and I think that, you know, even treasonous speech should be free speech. But nonetheless, I'm curious. Go ahead
it's
with
like,
the
and same with what Madonna's... Well, I'll read it first. So treason here, and this is Cornell University Law School website. Whoever owing allegiance to the United States levies war against them or adheres to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer death or shall be imprisoned not less than 5 years and fined under this title but not less than $10,000 and shall be incapable of holding any office under the United States.
I don't think that qualifies by that definition.
She's
not assisting anybody against the United States. She's just fantasizing.
She's fantasizing, yeah, but... I forget if Madonna, because if you recall, Madonna made a comment about blowing up the White House.
Right, which she recanted on.
And I don't know if the Secret Service did go to her house. I do remember, I don't know, you know, the Secret Service has to take things very seriously.
Right.
And so some would say, you know, I remember back in the Bush era when Eminem, he wrote a song lyric that just had the word dead president and mentioned Bush in it, and he got a visit, an investigation, maybe not a visit, but the Secret Service investigated him. And, yeah, so, you know.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to, there's more from Sarah Silverman here in a moment, but let's talk to someone calling themselves My Dog Rex from Florida. You're on Free Talk Live listening via TuneIn. Go ahead, Rex, or My Dog Rex.
Thank you. That's a fantastic pseudonym. Nobody can blame me. I hate My Dog Rex.
My dog did.
Well, good for you.
Go ahead.
What I believe Trump is going to learn by the things that he's doing is he's going to find out that he's going after the wrong people.
And what do you mean by that? Like immigrants? Like who are the wrong people?
He's got the wrong bad guy. He's trying to catch bad guys, right?
I have really trying to prevent bad guys coming into the country, but well, it depends on what you're talking.
What I'm saying is he's just trying to stop the bad guys, but he's going after the wrong guys. He's got to go after the CIA. The Clintons, the Bushes,
that's not gonna
the Johnsons, Nixons. He's going to find it out, though. He's going to find out that these ain't the guys that are doing the bad thing. The bad guys are the bureaucrats, government agencies.
Well, what do you think? What makes you think that he's going to find that out? I mean, he's already in D.C. If he didn't already know that, why is he going to find it out now? And further, go ahead.
It's not that he didn't know that. It's that it's like you get a traffic ticket. You're not supposed to, and you didn't harm anybody. You shouldn't be in court. Right? Am I correct?
I agree.
Okay. So he's going to find out that everyone's been being robbed. Trump doesn't know. I don't think he, I don't think he's listened to Ron Klass or Mark Stevens or guys or Dan Brennan or any number of people.
He said he's listening to Alex Jones.
But Alex Jones doesn't go into the details of who did what and when and where in a timeline of the fall of freedom in the United States of America. United States.
I disagree. Like, I've watched his documentaries like Endgame or America
Destroyed
by Design.
He's put a lot of names
out
there.
But I understand what you're saying. Well, he's not the end-all of patriots, so please go ahead.
Right. But what I'm saying is Trump, the only thing he can find out is the truth, or he has to become a liar. And when he finds out that the truth is that regular people ain't causing problems, this government agencies and people that pay bad people to do bad things, which is government agencies, he's got to drain the swamp. The swamp is government.
So,
I appreciate the optimism. I mean, I do understand that if you were to go into Washington, D.C., you would probably realize the corruption was even worse than you'd imagined. I mean, you already know that things are bad in D.C., so I guess you could open your eyes to even more of it once you're there. But at the same time, what about what Chris said last night? Chris Reitman was on the show with us, and, you know, he said that he believes that once you get elected, that the I don't know what you want to call them, the Bilderbergers or the Illuminati or whoever the hell
the globalists,
they
get you down. Bite you.
They show you they show you a video of the Kennedy assassination from an angle that has never been seen publicly before, and then, you know, it's like, hey, you get the message,
here's what they show you. They show you a child being skinned alive and says, we could do this to anybody, including you.
Presuming that if that's true, okay, if the world is being run by these dark forces that are even worse than the governments that we know that are out front, if there are even, you know, worse puppet masters behind the scenes, what makes you think Donald Trump's going to buck their system?
Well, it's like asking me, if they said we can murder all your children if you don't do a few things our particular way, geez, I don't know.
So
I couldn't tell you right now. I'd have to be facing it to give you an answer. I don't want to even answer that question.
From what I understand, and that Trump has part of his own private security alongside the Secret Service, and at least this is just, you know, what I've heard. So he has his own private security along with the Secret Service. He's been opposed. And also, mind you, when you talk about draining the swamp, he hasn't had his attorney general. I don't believe Sessions has been sworn in yet. Has he?
Not that I've heard of, but I don't pay close attention.
So this is, I mean, you know, I don't want to be too optimistic, but this is only, what, his, like, second week in office?
Two full weeks.
And, you know, his attorney general hasn't been sworn in. And, you know, Jeff Sessions wasn't the most popular guy in the Senate at the time. And from what I've, you know, from some optimistic people I've heard from, Jeff Sessions is going to be the guy who's going to go after the Clintons, who's going to go after.
No, he's
people.
Not.
Oh, wait, come okay. on.
No one's going then? After the Clintons because Trump's their buddy. Didn't they used to hang out at parties together?
Well, that's
together
what he had to. That's when Hillary Clinton was the senator from New York, and you had to play ball with the establishment. And then after this, after, as what some would say, he's, you know, his election, it did irreversible damage. Okay, all right, I disagree.
I don't believe it.
It caused irreversible damage to the political system because you had this outsider get elected, I think the first businessman since Herbert Hoover get elected. And
they're not going to do anything to Hillary Clinton, and even if they did, she would get no sentence whatsoever.
Maybe not specifically her, but some of these other people in there, right? You just, you know, I'm going to wait, okay? Maybe I'm too optimistic, you know, I'm somewhat reserved, but I'm going to wait until Jeff Sessions gets elected in. I mean, already Trump has blown away my expectations just 2 weeks. Go ahead.
Well, one quick good word. The guy, this Mad Dog Maddox. His real handle should be Mustang Maddox, and he is opposed torture.
We'll see. I thank you for the call. I appreciate the optimism. Thanks, my dog Rex. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Military coup sometime in the United States? Seems pretty unlikely. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk lives on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.